Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guys, quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. Focus. It's not just for cameras. A lot of life takes smarts to do right, and not just smarts, but enough attention so that you can actually learn something new, or so that you can allow your creativity to create wonderful new realities, or so you can take sustained action, or, you know what, just put more than two thoughts together at the same time on the same topic. That's called focus. And you can focus on many levels. If you're creating a black curse to send all of the inhabitants of the Enchanted Kingdom to a fishing village in Maine, you might need to sustain your focus for weeks, or months, or even more. Now for that, you need project management or Get It Done groups. That's a whole separate exercise. Today, we're going to look at the other kind of focus, which is short-term focus. It's the kind of focus you need if you just want to write a coherent blog post, or if you want to take your weekly deep dive into a fascinating new aspect of the mating habits of naked blind mole rats, or if you want to come up with a strategy for convincing Eliza Dushku to make a guest appearance on your podcast. Focus is hard. It's really hard. Focus is a skill. And in a world that's trying to distract you at every turn, you have to treat it as a skill and practice. I mean, really practice. So let's break it down. We'll master the micro skills that go into focus. Micro skill number one, eliminate external interruptions. If you're going to focus, you're going to focus. So take a moment and list all the ways that the outside world can stomp on your psyche. Let me help. 1. Your smartphone can pop up notifications and blings and bings. So turn on Do Not Disturb mode, put it in silent, turn off Vibrate as well, or you know what, just turn the whole power switch off. 2. Your computer can also pop up notifications and bings and blings. Well, you can probably turn those off, but you also probably need to work on your computer because everyone needs to work on their computer. So, if possible, turn your notifications off. 3. Helpful coworkers knock on your office door. Close it and put a sign up saying non-emergency interruptions will be fed to my pet. Don't specify what the pet is. That makes it much scarier. 4. Helpful boyfriends, girlfriends, spousal equivalents, and polyamorous family units knock on your home office door. Close it. Put up a sign saying non-emergency interruptions mean no nookie tonight. Letting me work undisturbed, however, makes me especially cuddly. 5. Your kids can demand that you drive them to soccer practice, which is weird because they don't even play soccer. Surgically implant GPS trackers under their skin and send them out to play wherever they want. All kids used to play that way. The world is far safer now than it was 20 years ago, despite what the media would have you believe. They'll be fine. 6. The cat can demand to be let out. This is a cat we're talking about. Of course you'll stop what you're doing and let the cat out. That's simply the way the world works. Micro skill number 2 is eliminate internal distractions. Even if you're alone in your office, you're free to work, you can distract yourself. And now you have to be able to handle that. 1. Shut down all of the programs on your computer except the ones you're actually using to get your job done. 2. You're trying to get Eliza Dushku to make a guest appearance, right? So grab all those old tax returns, the car registration sticker, it really should be put on your car someday, the 83% off mattress coupons and everything else on your desk and set them to the side. Yes, even that audit notice from the tax authorities, trust me, if you forget about it, someone will remind you at 7 a.m. at your door, in person. I know this. 3. Close every browser tab except the one you're working on right now. And if you think you'll need to keep all of those tabs open, you're wrong. Close them. And if you still think you'll never find them again, well, of course, you're still wrong. You found them once, you'll find them again. And if they're still that critical to your future, and without them you'll die in a gutter pissing your pants and smelling of rot gut, You may have serious psychological problems and attachment issues, and you probably should consider therapy. But I'll humor you. So instead, go to your browser's bookmarks menu and choose Add Bookmarks for these tabs, and that will save all of your open bookmarks in a folder on your shortcuts bar so that you can get them all back when you need them. Now, close every browser tab. Amazingly, while writing this, as soon as I was done writing about closing browser tabs, I switched to my browser and got distracted for 5 minutes. See? This is serious. Close that browser. Close that browser.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Micro skill number 3, have a distraction to-do list for taming the strays. As you work, you'll have thoughts, hopefully. Thoughts like, I wonder if I still remember the correct recipe for Caesar salad. I'm almost sure there are 12 ingredients and I can only remember 9 of them off the top of my head. And of course, then you just pop open a new tab on your browser and stop. Stop. You are, of course, familiar with episode 495, How to Tame Your Distractible Mind. So, just keep a piece of paper labeled distraction to-do list right next to you on your desk. You can have distracting thoughts. Sure, that's allowed. But the moment you start taking action on those thoughts, write the action down on your distraction to-do list and instead stick to your focus task. Micro skill number 4, prime your mind. Get out the materials that are related to your focus task and put them around your otherwise empty desk. Even though you won't necessarily look at them consciously, your unconscious mind is influenced by the things in your environment. You want everything around you to keep your mind thinking about Eliza Dushku. So, you put your favorite Buffy the Vampire Slayer memorabilia around, your commemorative dollhouse mug, your Hulk and the Agents of Smash t-shirt, and your Banshee poster, all where you can see them in your peripheral vision. And who knows, maybe having a critical mass of memorabilia will send out psychic signals to her agent to call you. Don't laugh. It could happen. Now, get to work. You've handled interruptions, you've handled distractions, and you've primed your mind. It's time to work. Focus. Do the thing. You may want to set a timer so you know when to stop, and that way you can immerse yourself totally into focus mode without worrying when your time is up. Your entire being can work out networking strategy to find Miss Dushku, or you can absorb 200 pages on naked mole rat courtship subtleties. Soon you'll know if they send each other mixtapes or just Spotify playlists, or maybe you'll finish your blog post. Do the thing that needs focus. Micro skill number 5 is to notice when you're off track. When you're in flow, there's only a slim chance that you could somehow get off track. But here's one way to stay aware. Set a timer to go off every 5 or 10 minutes, and when it goes off, just make a check mark on your distraction to-do list paper if you're working on your focus task. And if you're not, make an X mark. That alone should be enough to pull you back on track, but if not, because for every X mark on your paper at the end of your focus time, that meant you lost focus, send a $50 contribution to the cause you hate worst in the world. I did that once. You'd be amazed what a powerful motivator it is to keep you on track. And if you can't think of a cause, think Fox News or MSNBC. I guarantee you one of those two is one you would hate to donate to. Micro skill number 6, recovery. The last skill you need is recovering when you've gotten off track. So don't just jump right back into your focus task. Notice what distracted you and do what you can to keep it from happening again. Repeat your whole non-interruption ritual. Close your door, close unwanted browser tabs, set your timer, and get back into focus. After all, if you're going to be interviewing Eliza Dushku like any good interviewer, you need to know how to keep the focus on her agenda. When there's stuff to do that requires sustained concentration, make sure you have all the skills you need to focus. Resist external interruptions, dispel internal distractions, have a handy distraction to-do list to catch your stray thoughts, and then prime your mind with your topics. Then, do the stuff and notice when you wander and get back on track. The digital age has all but destroyed most of our ability to stay on task, but once you master these micro-tasks, you'll... Oh, look! A squirrel! I'm Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. If you're an entrepreneur, self-employed, or you otherwise have control of your own time, Get It Done groups can help you start finishing what's important and develop the habits you need to be hyper-productive. Learn more at steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.
Meet Gail. Her thing is being a supermom. And supermom has a lot on her super-sized plate.
Ain't that the truth?
But at Walmart Pharmacy, supermom recently got her whole family updated on all their vaccines.
We knocked it out during a grocery run. No appointment.
That's next-level supermom. From pneumonia to shingles, HPV, and more, get no-cost vaccinations from an expert pharmacist where you already shop. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart. $0 copay with most insurances. State age and health restrictions may apply.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.